talk about, Ryan, quickly, once the votes are in, what happens?
Well, once the votes are in, Diane's magical team is going to count it. And what we would like to do is on Monday, come back on the radio and announce it to the world exactly how amazing Dryden is for putting on something like this. But the people who put in that extra effort and everyone who has voted for them.
All right. You mentioned the interactive map at CKDR.net. I looked this morning, almost 2,000 views of that map already. So it's going to be a successful event, we are sure. Diane, tell us a little bit about how, in the minds of everybody, we need to be COVID safe. How is this event going to be COVID safe?
Right. We've had a lot of conversations, and we've taken great care to consider all of the serious implications of COVID-19, and we're doing all we can to ensure it's a safe event. And we've developed a safety plan for all of our volunteers to follow. All of our volunteers on site will be wearing reflective vests to start with, and of course they'll be wearing masks and providing instructions to everyone, as Ryan said, throughout the course of the drive-through. When the participants arrive at the center, we're going to ask everyone if they can please make sure that they're bringing masks to wear in their vehicles, so that if we're rolling down windows and having interactions and conversations with folks in their vehicles, everybody is safe. We will have some masks on hand to provide, but we will ask everyone to bring their own. Excuse me. We're also going to be ensuring that no one leaves their vehicles. This is a complete drive-through event. We're not allowing any foot traffic from visitors. It's all through your vehicle. So in order to keep everyone safe, we're asking that you participate in your vehicle with your immediate family members or those folks that are in your immediate bubble group. So we're doing all we can to keep the event as safe as possible.
All right. And Ryan, before we take a bit of a break, we touched on where people are going to go to vote and how they go in and exit that area. You're also going to have some security in place to make sure everything runs smoothly.
DPS has jumped on board with us, as they always do. Thank you, DPS. So they're going to be making sure that they have people around Casimir and in Kirkpatrick just to give direction. And, of course, the Kinsman team will be at the opening. They're kind of, that's our second calling, so to speak, when it comes to this time of year.
All right, good stuff. Ryan Graham with Dryden Kinsman, Diane Lowen with Domtar, getting ready for Dryden's Christmas Tour of Lights. Ryan and Diane are my guests this morning. We'll have more with both of them in just a couple of minutes.